It's 98.1 Minnesota's new country, and happy Wednesday to you. Being joined on the phone, not in person, by Coach Joe Exter of the St. Cloud Norsemen. And Coach Exter, good morning to you.
Oh, hey, Paul. It's great to be here. Always better in person with you and Kelly, but hey, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, you know, we most certainly can. Now, you've also got another guest with you, Gabe Gallivan, joining you as well on the phone. Gabe, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, Gabe. I'm going to get to you in just a moment, but first, Coach Exter, what do you got coming up here this weekend?
Exciting night. Hockey Fights Cancer Night, presented by Centricare at the MAC, 7 p.m. on Friday. Jersey auction, another great jersey auction. We have these nice cancer jerseys with pink and a little bit of Norseman colors on them. So that's the exciting part. Get out there, buy the tickets online, stcloudnorseman.com, or just show up to the market to the MAC at 7 on Friday. You're going to see a great event and support a tremendous cause.
That's wonderful to hear that. And, of course, as per usual, we want you to pack the MAC. It is a great season so far. We love to cheer on the Norsemen and really the exceptional players that are on your team, Coach, including Gabe Gallivan, defenseman. Gabe, when it comes to playing for the Norsemen, what's some of your favorite moments so far this season?
Oh, man. Say probably sweeping Aberdeen. We're having kind of a slump. We're in a slump for a little bit. We couldn't get things going. And then we came back here and played Aberdeen at the MAC and had a good crowd, and we swept them.
It's great to hear, and that is a huge thing, too, especially when you're talking about Aberdeen. Gabe, I'm looking right now at the NAHL website, and it looks like you're committed to play some NCAA hockey.
I am at the University of Dubuque down in Iowa next year.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just cool seeing that, you know, I put not only me, obviously I have to give props to my parents. They've sacrificed so much time, money, and energy, allowing me to play the sport that I love. But then I also got to hold up my end of the bargain and work for it. But it's just cool to see it come to fruition and see some of my dreams come true.
And Gabe wants to be a pilot, so that was a big reason why he chose Dubuque. Fabulous school, which one of the few schools that offer hockey and the ability to become a pilot. So he's got a great future ahead of him, both on the ice, off the ice, and in the air.
Coach Exter, what does it mean to have someone like Gabe Gallivan on your team to be an alternate captain?
Oh, he's a driving force. His actions, he represents what we look for in our leaders, and he's the one who brings it to us. He always tells us, like, words mean nothing, and then you can phrase that the other way with a book that we are reading is, well done is better than well said, and well done is what happens every day, not just on game days, but every day when Gabe shows up to the rink, gives 100% effort, detail, works for it, and competes, and he's a driving force behind our team, and he's also, most importantly, is the great example that we're looking for in a captain and any player. That's why Dubuque's so fortunate to get them while they build the program, but we still have 21 regular season games left. We don't know what's ahead of us, but Gabe, we need Gabe to really continue to drive us.
And Coach, taking on Austin this weekend in a home-and-home series, what do you got to do here, Coach, to keep Austin at bay and to come up with two victories?
Well, they're a simple, hard-playing hockey team with a little bit of skill. So, number one, obviously, we got to get into them physically. It has to be part of our focus going into the game and throughout the 60 minutes. Take away their time and space. But I think the most important part is that we just stay even keel. We can't go on the emotional ride of the scoreboard. If we just stick to how we want to play, we want to get inside of them, put pucks behind them, and own the interior. We got to dominate in front of their net. And when they get in front of our net, Gabe and his fellow defensemen have to get inside their bodies just to keep them to the outside. So that will be the focus. But at the end of the day, what's really going to get us the results that we want, if each guy in our locker room looks to the guy next to him on both the right and left and says, hey, I'm playing for you, not me, I think we're going to get the results that we want.
Gabe, what's it like playing hockey about 40 minutes from home in Maple Grove?
It's awesome. You know, not too often do you get to play junior hockey and have family come watch. And I have my parents and grandparents at almost every single game, which has been sweet. Because I look around at my teammates and, you know, only a few have family at a few games a year. But it's just so cool to get to have parents and grandparents, and sometimes my sister makes it out too to come watch almost every game.
And he comes from a strong family. Like, your kids don't grow up like the neighbors. They grow up like the household that you're in, and we've already mentioned what a great example and leader and person Gabe is, and it starts at home. So full credit to his family, the support they give him, and it's not wasted time. He's making sure and honor them with all how he participates every day. So we're thankful for what they've done with him.
And Coach, once again, it is the Fight Cancer Night. Can you give us those details again about the game?
Oh, yeah, because Mark in the front office would be upset if I didn't. It's Hockey Fight Cancer Night presented by Centricare. During the game, with along with all money and the activities, we're going to be wearing special cancer jerseys. They'll be pink with a little bit of Norseman flair to it. So they'll be great jerseys. At the end of it, we're going to auction them off. All the proceeds are going to go to Centricare Cancer Center. So it's going to be a great game, great atmosphere. But at the end of the day, you want to support someone with a good cause, buy a jersey, buy a ticket. A lot of the proceeds will be going to fight cancer.
Last question for the both of you. We'll start off with Gabe. Gabe, do you like these home-and-homes you've been having?
Yeah, they're great. It's nice to get to sleep in your own bed at night. That's a big plus. And then also get to play a night here at the MAC in front of your own fans.
Coach, same question for you.
Oh, it's always good. No matter where we're playing, we always like to come up on the upper hand. It always makes that next day better. But we got to give you guys credit, too. Couldn't thank you guys enough for the support of getting the word out there about the Norse, because we've seen the attendance of our game continuously grow. Last week, we had a great crowd on Saturday, and we know on Friday with the cancer night, it's going to be another great crowd by the local community, which get out and support the community, support the local team. And to answer your question, yes, it's always good to play at home, especially when the MAC is packed.
All right, Coach, Gabe, appreciate the time today. You guys have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.